soy máquina, puedo tocar el cuerpo. Soy la vida, soy un robot. Soy robot. Yo soy él. ¿Quién soy? Ella es el robot.
Robots. acqua vera. Siamo io e te. Intorno delle nostre macchine, ma solo nei tristi. Acqua vera, è troppo bella per essere vista senza rete.
Thank you. femme pour chauffer mon âme. Je ne suis pas de ceux qui étalent, je ne veux pour tout capital qu'une femme pour sécher mes larmes. Non, 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 je ne veux pas de vos châteaux en Espagne à Hogar, et tout ça, et puis tous vos tas, vos beaux discours, vos promesses et tous vos toujours. Moi, je n'y crois pas, pardonnez-moi si je n'écoute pas. Je sais maintenant que pour moi, il me faut pour n'aimer pas une femme pour chauffer mon âme. Je lui serai très musical pour le meilleur et pour le mal de la femme qui jouera mes gammes. Non, 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 non. Épargnez-moi tous vos soucis et vos tracas, oh, très peu pour moi, et puis tous vos tas, 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 tas. Moi, je suis né pour prendre la vie du bon côté. Oh, tous les problèmes, je les laisse à qui bon les aime. Pas l'ami, je ne veux pour toute ma vie qu'une femme pour sécher mes larmes. On me traite de fou, c'est égal. Je ne veux pour tout capital qu'une femme pour chauffer mon
Personne n'aurait un stylo. Mais non, c'est pas pour un numéro de go, c'est pour mon... Merci, salut, ça fait deux éternités que j'attends mon permis de visite. Paraît que tu pompes, paraît, t'es devenu balai, c'est barbu. Depuis le temps qu'on s'est pas revu, 24 mardi. Excuse, j'ai fait une rature, virgule. Moi, toujours gros, mauvais dossier de chez Wet Watcher, ouais, ouais, c'est ça qu'ils me disent. Et dit à Momo que son fils marche à quatre pattes plus vite que son merco, siège cuir crème. Et y'a tous les potes qui te saluent chaque soir. Ton père allume un cierge, pas tout chauffe, toujours son shit dans l'alu. T'as manqué à tes frères à l'enterrement de ta mère. Larmes, sa mère, la mort, le d'or pour la haine. Ça se voit que t'es pas ici, mon pote. Même si je t'écris si peu, tu sais que tu nous manques.
J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
J'ai signé un album, changé digne. Meilleur ma vie, j'ignore, mais j'aurai plus de billes. Le petit Georges pousse vite, joue encore les fous. Pas gauche à gauche quand il part, et a rempli de guerre, il chie fier. Ces petits causent même de meurtre, de conseils pour des petits sans le sou, mais plein de guns. Je pas tergiverser sur tes actes, je sais ce que c'est que la soif de succès. Être riche comme Elvis Presley, rêver de vite bise et ses excès. Les filles, mais faut vite piger. Les rumeurs courent sur ta date de sortie. Les cons qui ont tes sous craignent ton retour comme une tumeur. Mon téléphone est sur écoute. Les stupes ont convoqué Mars pour un coup de fil passé en août. Je voudrais tout dire, mais le juge lit les lettres. Virgule, j'ai pas la tête du traître.
J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
Mon père dit que toute ma vie je vais loser. Rajoute 30 fois 12 jours dans l'an, je suis fauché. Je me suis brouillé avec les autres membres du groupe. Y'en a marre de Mars, Vlavo, disait-il. T'avais raison, nous étions différents, nous butent. Des filles et disputes pour des millions qui n'existaient pas. Il ne reste que Pete et moi. Les gens nous donnent perdre, on m'en fout, hein. Tu me soutiens, tout comme Joe, c'est que style à tes scotties afin de payer le meilleur avocat, merde. Je t'avoue que ta chérie s'est trouvé un autre mari. Malek, Lila, lors des promenades, lorsque tu longes les murs, à la cantine quand tu manges, oui, Lila, j'ai l'espoir que les choses changent. Je pense à ton gosse et ta famille, voilà l'ange. À ceux qui survivent du bise de shit, à ceux qui en guise de nom, nom des chiffres, à ceux qui chiffrent en banque sans but et type, à ceux dont la vie tombe sans parachute.
Hein. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle, frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
Hey, t'aurais pas une feuille là, s'il te plaît?
I. Time records. Ça va aller, 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 yeah, yeah. Ça va aller, ça va aller, ça va aller, ça va aller. Je suis un bien sans béni, attendu que tu choisis. J'ai pas choisi où est la rue, mais c'est la rue qui m'a choisi. Je suis un enfant béni, enfant du ghetto choisi. J'ai pas choisi où est la rue, mais c'est la rue qui m'a choisi. Okay. Ils ont trop parlé que je suis toujours dernier. Reste calme, Kembo le DJ a le contrôle. Quand j'arrive dans la zone, le petit là se cache. Depuis longtemps, on fait le game. On est là, on est là, on est là. Doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là, on est là. Doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là, on est là. Doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là. On est là, on est là, doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là, on est là, doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là, on est là, doucement, doucement, on est là, on est là, on est là, doucement, 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 doucement. Y'a ça brasse, ça va, combien ça va, bon, ça va danser. Y'a ça brasse, ça va, ça va, qu'est-ce que le DJ, le man, ça va, comment va danser. Y'a pas tout le monde, va danser, on est resté pas danser. Y'a ça brasse, ça va, qu'on va danser, qu'est-ce que le DJ, le man, ça va, comment va danser. Yes, I'm a gang on the DJ. Je reviens encore pour vous frapper fort. Yes, I go call my dance, I'm gonna get this. I'm a don't my yard. Sorry, I come. Yes, I'm a don't my phone. I'm a dance, I'm a dance. I got seven. Did you never pass? I'm a call my dance. Yes, I go attack. Yes, I'm a dance. Tout ça c'est tout. Mais ça va aller, mais ça va aller. C'est pour nous tous. Mais ça va aller, mais ça va aller. On est dans la même sauce. Mais ça va aller, mais ça va aller. Tu comme des guerriers. Mais ça va aller, mais ça va aller. Un conseil, faut ne jamais perdre l'espoir. Jamais. Pousse, il faut bien pousser, si ça commence, il faut bien vendre, qu'un gole, j'ai déjà travaillé, t'es su, pour atteindre mon objectif, j'ai bossé, bossé, il faut ne jamais baisser les bras, merci, bonjour, on est là, 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 on est là,
A tous les warman,
à tous les warman.
Consent and safer spaces in nightlife. Welcome to Let's Talk About Consent and Safer Spaces in Nightlife, a show by Consentis supported by RESET, a European network promoting the independence of cultural organizations. Before we start, a short message, a short trigger warning, because this podcast touches on topics such as gender-based violence, racist violence, and LGBTQI negativity. So it might re-evoke some traumatic situation for you. Feel free to pause the podcast and take a moment for yourself at any moment. I'm Mathilde. I work for the Consentis Association. I will be guiding you through today's show. This podcast works as an audio awareness campaign. It has four parts. First part is what does consent mean, how to intervene as an active bystander, then what are the factors of discrimination at parties, and how to create a safer space charter. To elaborate on these topics, I've teamed up with another radio host, Aysun.
Hi, I'm Aysun. I'm a psychotherapist in training in Berlin, and I'm also a radio host and a DJ. You won't hear my voice much during this podcast, but you will hear different voices of all the beautiful people that I've interviewed. All of those people are involved in nightlife as promoters, diversity trainers, awareness teams, DJs, and partygoers.
Consent to me means communication. It means making sure the person's happy to engage in the activity you're engaging in on an ongoing basis, by which I mean it's not just asking at the beginning, it's like checking throughout the activity that things are good.
My input would be all involved parties, as in persons, agree to a proposed matter.
First of all, consent is a process. It's not a moment. And it's a process of negotiating and coming to a common agreement about what are you going to do together.
Consent means to me that both parties agree to do an activity or to have a conversation about something. That can be like in a romantic relationship, but also in a friendship, or also if people don't even know each other that well.
So for me, I think consent is mostly like showing respect to other persons that you want to interact with, like especially in a party environment or in a club or somewhere like outside of your home. And I don't know, just ask before you make a move, before you want to kiss someone, before you want to dance with someone.
Respect, the ability to have empathy and understand each other, and not trying to impose your existence and your actions on other people.
Now I'm going to give you some concrete clues to help you understand sexual consent with the help of 5 points. Consent is two people agreeing to engage in an activity together. It's an enthusiastic yes. In other words, if your partner isn't reactive to your flirt, it means it's not the right time. Do you want to engage in an activity? Ask your partner explicitly what you want and what they want. Asking can be super sexy, but listening and respecting the answer is a must. Sometimes consent can be nonverbal as well.
First situation I recall has happened last year, I think in April, and it was a nonverbal consent request, I would say. And it was with a person who I just met in the club, and we talked for maybe, I don't know, 1 hour or half an hour, and it's been a great chat. And then we went to dance, and they wanted to kiss me, but they didn't say it out loud. They just got very close to me and waited until I would respond. And it gave me time and space to actually understand if I want to get closer or not. And then I made a step towards them. And this person got like really close to my face, looking at my lips and waiting until, again, I do my step. And I got very close as well to them and we kissed. And I enjoyed this moment. I felt very taken care of in a way because they were not being pushy or too fast. They were making sure that I am in the mood for this.
Sexual consent is free and conscious. Free means without constraint or pressure. Sexual penetration of any kind committed against another person or the perpetrator by violence, coercion, threat or surprise is rape. Threats, sulking or bargaining when refused sex prevent a person from making a free decision. After being refused sex, we should not react with anger, sadness, or insistence. No one owes us sex, and we don't owe sex to anyone. Whether we are married or not, in a relationship or not, or any kind of situation. Conscious means being aware of sexual activity. And that's impossible if there has been heavy consumption of alcohol or psychoactive substances beforehand. But not everyone is equal when it comes to the quantity of substance consumed. If your partner shows signs of incoherence, such as difficulty expressing themselves or getting around, memory problems, or signs of vulnerability like vomiting, dozing off, or having a bad trip, clearly there is no possibility of engaging in sexual activity. Sexual consent is specific. Consenting to one sexual practice does not mean consenting to all sexual practices. You may want to kiss but not have your bottom touched, because consent applies to just one activity. At parties, one of the first steps can be to ask someone for a dance.
From my memory, I was at a club in London and someone asked me to dance, which again surprised me because at those kind of, it was like a bashment club, and there's no consent with bashment, like it's not a thing. I think the idea, unfortunately, is that by being there, you're consenting to be touched in that way, which isn't necessarily true, maybe something that needs to be worked on. So bashment, also known as dancehall, is a style of music and dance that originates in the Caribbean West Indian community. And the dance is kind of geared around almost like stimulating sexual activity. So it's common to do things like whining or daggering. Whining, for example, is when the man stands behind the woman and they almost like grind on each other. And daggering is sort of similar, but with one person leaning slightly forward. So it is a very like intimate and sexual dance. There doesn't necessarily have to be sexual interest between the people. It is just for fun. But there is sort of like a sexually charged component to it. It's despite the fact that it's so intimate, there isn't really a culture of asking for consent in these bashment raves. It is very typical for a man just to come up to a woman, to, you know, grab her by the waist, pull her towards him, start essentially grinding on her, and if she's comfortable with it, she'll match his movements. If she's not, she'll walk away. So he approached me and he asked me if I wanted to dance with him, which is not normally the done thing, and I said no because I just wasn't interested. I can't remember why, but I said no, and he didn't do anything. He just like moved on. So I'm sure he just wanted to ask the next person. Again, I think it was surprising. I think if someone asked me for consent now, I'd think of it very positively. I think it was a sign of maturity, and just respect and, you know, just openness. But I think when you're young, you grow up, especially women, you grow up in a world where your consent is almost like presumed. So you're not used to being asked for it. So I think a man asking you to dance, especially in that kind of context of being like a bashment rave, it's just not the done thing. So I think I was a bit like, oh, that's odd, but looking back on it, it's actually a really decent thing to do. And I hope he's still doing it. Like, it's definitely a better way than just assuming someone wants to dance with you.
I would go back to, like, the very first years I began to party, and it was pretty common, especially in Germany and Berlin. And I think it was also due to the music we were listening back then, and it was more mainstream, and it was a common thing to dance behind the person you liked very much, and I always detested that. And for me, it was always a go-to to tap on the shoulder and ask the person if I could dance with the person. I got rejected a whole lot of time, and I actually was never sad about it, because I was one of those persons who, in my group, could get the courage to ask a woman. So I was rather happy that I tried.
Sexual consent is reversible. What does this mean? It means that you can withdraw or change your mind at any time during sexual activity. Even if you've already said yes, even if you're naked in bed, even after a date, you have the right to interrupt sexual activity without giving any explanations and without feeling guilty. Sexual consent is informed. Informing means communicating about the risk of STIs or pregnancy associated with sexual activity. It also means that if your partner wishes to engage in protected sex, they do not consent to unprotected sex. The practice of removing, damaging, or piercing the condom without warning is called stealthing, and the risk are those of unprotected sex, like STIs and unwanted pregnancy, but also it can be a traumatic experience. So, the 5 points of consent are enthusiastic, free and conscious, specific, reversible, and informed. They can be both communicated verbally and non-verbally.
I actually want to share the exercise we do in the training about rejection, and it's a very powerful exercise, and people are usually having a lot of insights and a nice change of perspective when they are doing this. And the exercise goes like this. People in the room, participants, are walking chaotically, and when I stop the music, everybody stops and has to grab a partner, just the person who is close to them, and then ask them, may I play with your hair, or may I hug you, or whatever comes to their mind. And the other person has to say no. And the first person who asked has to say thank you. And then we do several rounds of this. And when I did it the last time with teenagers, and we had a reflection circle after, I asked them, why do you think we say thank you after somebody told us no? It doesn't feel very natural, because we usually perceive rejection as something negative. And some of them said that actually I think that they're saying no because it helps for us to not end up in an uncomfortable situation. So it's kind of a gift for both of us. And also it's it takes courage to say no, and it gives you more space to actually think about your own boundaries, because if other person is confident to say no and to set their boundary, then for me it's easier to do the same. So yeah, it's a lot of positive things at the end, and the hard part about it is to sit with the feelings of rejection, but we can get used to it. We can train ourselves to like sit with the discomfort and digest it and understand that it maybe it's not personal, it's just about how this person feels in that specific moment. Maybe it's not because they don't like us or don't want us ever to ask them again. It's because at that certain moment, it's not what they are up to. Yeah, I think this first, to train yourself to be okay with rejection, Second, to say no as well, because a lot of men, they often don't feel that they can say no if a girl approaches them, for example, if we're talking in a heteronormative situations, like men are conditioned kind of to be happy about any like sexual or romantic interaction. And I think at the moment when they start to say no, they also can accept it more easily from other people.
I think in the moment itself, you're like, wow, like, what is happening? Like, you know, the it's confronting. So you feel like a bit down in a way. But if another person isn't interested in you, you shouldn't see it as the end of the world. And they might have their valid reasons, or the timing is wrong, or there could be like hundreds, multiple reasons. But and sometimes you can take it personal, and sometimes it just isn't personal, you know. So I think the main thing about being rejected is not to think about it for like a month or something. Like, you know, just go on through.
If I have this one anecdote, that was this one time where I was playing in Italy, and there was this person who's like kind of a performer, more or less officially. And at some point, she came behind me while I was playing, and she was like dancing close to me. And at some point, she kind of took my face and kissed me, and I was like, "Whoa!" Like, I did not ask, and you did not ask, first of all. Like, and
I had this experience where I was working, and a colleague of mine was interested in me, but I didn't know. Like, for instance, for me, like I take professionalism really serious in a way. So I think. I take my work very seriously, and I wouldn't do anything to put that in jeopardy. So when it's a relationship around work, or like with artists or DJs or colleagues, I don't really flirt in a way, or like keeping it business-wise. So we were at a festival, and we had some drinks, and you know, there were stuff going on. And at the end of the day, we were at a tent, and I was just going to bed. And my colleague, who was a woman, she wanted to come into my tent. And she had the excuse of, hey, I'm sleeping in a tent with other persons, and one person is snoring, you know, so I can't really sleep because it's too much noise. And I thought, okay, seems like a legit excuse. But then afterwards, I was thinking a bit more, and hey, there are other persons, don't they want to come also here to sleep? And she said, no, it was actually kind of an excuse, I just want to sleep with you. And I was so... I didn't know how to react in a way. So my first reaction was, okay, like, you know, I didn't know how to cope with that moment. And we had a talk about it. And in a way, like, if this would happen with in another way around, like, you know, it would be more of a serious thing, I think. But for me, it was like, yeah, I don't know, I didn't want to make a big issue out of it. I know some people that are not really good at direct confrontations, but for me, I would much rather prefer that you just be straight, and this is what the situation is, this is what I would like. And now then we can have a conversation about it, instead of making subtle hints, or like, so, sometimes it's also good, and it's like, you know, of course, it's social interactions. But when it's about colleagues and like professionalism, you know, then I didn't think this was possible in the situation, because work is work.
Some of the concepts discussed in this radio show may echo experiences you've had. Know that you are not alone, and that if you feel the need, there are associations available to answer your question to support you, such as the European Hotline 116016. It is free and anonymous and can be reached anywhere in Europe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A concept that is interesting to look into is the wheel of consent. Let's listen to Ekaterina telling us more about it.
I would like to share one more tool, and it's a wheel of consent by Betty Martin. And it's... a tool that is saying that we have four types of roles in any interaction, and these are to give, to take, to accept, and to allow. And the way to practice it is quite fun and easy to do. It's a 3-minute game, and I recommend everyone to play it with their partners, with their friends, to be more aware about your personal boundaries, your desires, and to be able to communicate about them. And the game is very easy. You just ask the other person, how do you want me to touch you for 3 minutes? And then the person tells you something, and you have to think if you are happy to actually do it or if you would prefer to do something else. And then you negotiate it and you do the thing for 3 minutes. And it's quite nice to have this time frame because it's less pressure. And then you ask the second question, how do you want to touch me? So now it's their turn to make something to you that will bring them pleasure. And again, you negotiate this thing, the specific request they say. And then the second person is asking you these two questions. So it's in total 4 questions, 3 minutes each. And it's a very powerful tool, and you can use it in your daily life by understanding for who is the action and who in this specific moment is giving, who is accepting, who is taking, and who is allowing. And to see how we feel when we give, how we feel when we take, because it's a lot to unpack. Sometimes it's really hard to accept pleasure and affection, and sometimes it's hard to give it. So it's a whole world to explore.
At parties, asking for consent can look like...
I think I really, like, to be honest, I just have like one... there was just one time where I've been asked for my consent to kiss me or to dance with me. It was last year in my vacation in Italy. We were like ending up in a really random club, and there was a guy flirting with me, and then he asked me if we could dance together. It was really, really sweet. I was like, oh my God, like no one ever did that before. So I said yes, and it was all really fun. But when he asked to kiss me, I declined. I mean, it was really cute of him, but it was just not feeling it. But yeah, I think, sadly, that was the only experience I had with being asked for consent. Other than that, I really, like, didn't experience it a lot. I mean, sometimes it's not, like direct, like, asking for consent. It's maybe, like, flirting with your eyes, and then it's probably, like, oh... without, like, it's nonverbal for me most of the time.
Well, there is another nice exercise that we are doing, and it's about nonverbal consent, because I feel that in the party there is no much room for talking if the music is too loud. So it means that people have to be, like, double aware about body language and nonverbal consent. And the exercise we do is with... 2 lines of people who are standing in front of each other. So the first line of people show come to me sign with their hands, asking people to get closer without any words. And